Hello and welcome above the plane. I want to give a brief definition, clarification for longevity. Longevity is a product of consistency, which is a product of repetition, which is builds and forms skill, okay? And what comes from all of that? What comes from that repetition? What comes from that consistency? What comes from your persistence, your persistent engagement, is your outcome. And that may be your appearance for most people, right? So what you have done so far, look in the mirror, that's what it's produced, okay? If you want to go a different direction, you got to define that direction, okay? You got to define the actions that you're going to take and persist in over time. Not 3 weeks, not 6 weeks, but what things will you change? Can you change? Are you willing to change to have a different outcome, to have an outcome that you know that you desire? I believe that this idea of desire, okay, and genuinely wanting something, or even like if you can envision it, okay, there's a reason you're having that vision, right? That's because you have the capability to achieve it, to become it, okay? And to ignore that, right, to ignore that desire is doing yourself a disservice, okay? So I think we all have different motivations. We have different igniters in our lives, right? And so when we talk about purpose, maybe defining purpose, something has to have purpose, right? Well, that purpose has to be intuitive. It has to come to you. You can't assign it to a thing, right? It's just not going to have as much meaning. If it's a rote task, such as getting something done or a process-based thing that's essential for daily living, that's fine. But what I'm talking about here is about something about you and your persona, okay? Your energy, right? Your aura that you bring to the world, okay? And that's something I think we should all be focused on and give our some attention to, because this life we lead is a very visceral life. Along with everything else on this planet, every other living organism, it's leading a visceral life, okay? Even if someone chooses to not participate, to not be outside, to not engage with their environment, they're still having a visceral experience with the objects in the room, with things around them, with the light coming in through the window, and the foods they're consuming and how that affects their body, the sleep they're getting or not getting, the workouts they're doing and absorbing, or the things that they're avoiding and not doing. We're all just a product of repetition, okay? And that repetition becomes our consistency. And if we're not defining it, okay, if we're not focusing, if we're not giving ourselves a direction, focusing on an outcome, listening to our desires, okay? That thing, when you think about it, what do you feel? You know, when I ran my first 100-mile race, I had a feeling, like I had a desire that I wanted to do it. Of course, I had no clue how to do it. The furthest I'd ran is 50 miles. I'd done that once, and I'd done 48 miles one other time, okay? That's a large gap to get to 100, right? But there's a desire there. And with that desire came just like a belief, you know, a belief in a trust in this, that it could happen, right? Beyond injury, illness, something like that, being timed out, not having enough time to get it done, right? So you have to think and you have to create those sparks for yourself, okay? Define them and understand what they are. And really that consistency, that repetition, that pursuit of the thing, the healthy thing, okay? It's what's going to bring you longevity. It's what's going to keep you in the game longer and longer and longer. For some people, deterioration is very linear, you know, by age, right? So there's a climb and there's a peak, and that peak, I don't know, let's say it happens at 40, okay? What happens after 40 may be weight gain, ill health, just very reactive living, okay? We're losing the proactive element because it becomes difficult, hard. The behaviors that we could kind of stave off with our hormones and just being ahead on Father Time, now those behaviors are concrete and they need to be eliminated and changed. And we really don't understand. We just see difficulty, okay? We don't see opportunity. We don't have that burning desire to formulate change. Now, what I propose is that we have a base. We have a foundational base of consistency, okay? For me, it might be a 4-mile run in the neighborhood. that I do 4 or 5 times a week. Might be my calisthenics that I do every single day, whether that's push-ups, pull-ups, lunges, squats, foundation, lower back type exercises. You know, whatever I'm getting into that sparks interest or that I'm focusing on at that moment. And then I'm going to have a couple weight workouts, maybe 1 to 2 a week that are challenging resistance-wise. But that is very basic compared to what you may think is needed to create fitness. Really, it's consistency. So that 4 mile run maybe takes me 32 to 40 minutes, right? Very moderate. If I look at my heart rate, it's very low. Okay, it's very aerobic. Okay, it's healthy. It's energizing. It doesn't pull energy from me, and I make sure not to tax myself on those runs because that's not what they're for. I can have other runs where I can go in the mountains and hike and have a more exerting experience in the elements, okay? And I can do that, you know, ever so often or however I feel like I need and want to or I'm prepared and ready to recover from. But again, consistency with your repetition. We're finding baseline things, okay? When I work with my clients, whether that's 1 to 3 times a week, if it's one, we're utilizing a programming feature where I'm, you know, giving them guidance throughout the week on what to do, how to tackle things, how to make sure things happen. You know, I used to use the term accountability, but now it's more like consistency coaching, right? It just makes more sense to me to use that term. But with these workouts, we're not trying to reinvent anything. There might be one challenging element, or it might build to like a challenging finish, but the whole workout is not that way. It's a progression. You know, it's a part, many little parts that make up a whole. Okay, and by the time we're done, that whole is complete, right? And that consistency over years, decades, is what promotes longevity. Your mind, your body is being challenged, but it has a lot of confidence around that program. It's getting good at exercises. We're not constantly throwing new things at people that are making them fail or, you know, stress about learning something. Life's got its own demands, its elements. When you're working out, it's probably not your number one focus, okay? And that's why you bring in a professional, why you have a personal coach, because you've deemed something important. You want it to happen, okay? But you want it to happen in an efficient manner. You're making an intelligent choice to partner, okay? So it's really profound to me, and it's always humbling. The more people I come across that are utilizing that feature, that have figured out that longevity is their goal, the long game, playing golf at 75, 80, okay, and doing it well is the ideal, okay? Because you don't want to let those things go, and you don't want your body to be something that permits you from having experience. You know, you can always keep moving. There's countless examples out there that people that have chosen to persist, okay? They've been consistent, they've showed up, and they've chosen to persist in their interest, right? In that thing they desire. They've always listened and tried to engage, you know, intensely with their surroundings or with their interest, okay? And those interests are healthy. Now, I'm only speaking of the people that I work with, the people that inspire me, okay? And that's people who get out and live life, get after it, really engage with their fitness, promote positive actions in their life, okay? And they point positivity, right? They're pointing that stuff forward, engaged in a daily basis. So we rambled a little bit, we touched on different areas, but I think in parting, remember, consistency, repetition. Think about the long game. Longevity is not about flash, okay? There's no flash in longevity. There's flash comes from always being prepared to fine-tune your training so you can achieve an outcome that you desire. But to get there, we gotta have that consistency, repetition. We gotta build those skills day in and day out, just through repetition and constant engagement, to be able to have those options in our life. So get after it. Until next time, onward and upward.